We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career.
I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Alrighty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Sunday morning. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, right here at our home base studios at South Point, the South Point studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital, and of course on the YouTube South Point Streaming Network on YouTube as well. We welcome you to the show, and of course, we welcome all of those listening to us on our Anchor radio station here, in case you're running around here early in the morning. Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM. You can hear us on there. Of course, iPhone, Androids, and Google phones. Just get the apps for either YouTube or the KSHP app. You can hear us on the KSHP app through the radio station. Of course, see and listen to us at the YouTube app on YouTube. And of course, our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, and Google, and of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. We're all over the place. We welcome everybody who's out there listening to us and watching us, no matter what platform you're on, even if you're listening to us through your gold tooth fillings. It's okay. We welcome you to the show. Okay, the weather continues to be the factor here in horse racing, that is for sure. And, of course, those devastating fires in Southern California. When you when they thought they might have a handle on it, but the Santa Ana winds, subsiding a little. Those Santa Ana winds are starting to whip up again today, and now it seems like there's certain areas that it's getting into Brentwood, the fires are, and there's certain areas that are getting closer to Santa Anita as well. And so as a result of that, Santa Anita is not racing this weekend. They are planning to pick up at least one additional racing day next week on Thursday. And what will happen is this past Friday's card that was canceled also at Santa Anita, that's going to be lifted up and go right into Thursday. So the Friday card from last week will be this coming Thursday's card if they run. And then, of course, that big Cal Cup day of racing yesterday with five stakes races on it, and it was going to be a fantastic betting card yesterday at Santa Anita. That was canceled, and we're waiting to see where they're going to shift all of those races to. And we will wait and see about that. The Las Cienegas was supposed to be the stakes race on the card today at Santa Anita, but they canceled also today. So they're backed up with not only races in the condition book, but certainly stakes races as well. But first things first, they got to handle that fire out there, that devastating, devastating fire. That's the most important thing, that and the lives and the property being lost en masse by that. Santa Anita did open their racetrack yesterday for to accept goods, etc., for charities. And man, there were people all over the place. They had over 1,000 people with U-Hauls and everything showing up at Santa Anita yesterday with stuff, blankets and food and all sorts of stuff, everything that the people needed that have been displaced by the fire. So they're really coming together there in Southern California as far as a humanity and community. So that's nice to see, but it's awful to see it as a byproduct of that, what's happening there. So our prayers, our thoughts to continue to go out to those folks there in California. So today, we have cancellations at Santa Anita. We also have another cancellation going on at Turfway Park. Now, Turfway Park's got that big pick five carryover that's been going and going and going, it seems like, since last week. That carryover will now be pushed to Wednesday's card because there's no racing today at Turfway. That is, of course, as a result of all the snow and the freezing going on in that part of the country. So no racing at the Turfway. That carryover in the Pick 5, by the way, that is, it's $180,036 in that carryover. And what's going to happen is that'll be carried over again and to the next scheduled racing day on Wednesday. So we'll wait and see about that. So that's canceled. Santa Anita's canceled. And, of course, Oaklawn Park canceled earlier in the week for the entire weekend because of the freezing weather there as well. So we got a convergence of cancellations because of the fires going on in Southern California and all of the freezing, snowy weather going on in the Midwest going to the East Coast. As far as today is concerned, the weather pattern as far as today is concerned, most of the snow, etc., is concentrating around the Great Lakes area and up there in Minnesota, etc. Looks like it's clear on the East Coast, up and down the East Coast and the Gulf Coast right now, except for a little spot on the Gulf Coast shore of Texas. But the damage has already been done with the freezing weather there for those cancellations. I do believe Fairgrounds is running, though, today in Louisiana. So what we have here is a limited menu of racetracks, as we did yesterday. As a result of the limited amount of racetracks that we had yesterday due to the cancellations between the fires and the weather, we had one of the lowest handles in the nation yesterday. The nation players on the races that were left played a little bit less than $41 million nationwide. Now, that's a low handle, but it's a result of the fact that if you don't give us races to play, we can't play. It's really that simple. So we will wait and see if things will ease up for next week when we continue our shows on Wednesday. Okay. Let me see. The LeCompte Field, the LeCompte race at the fairgrounds, which will be held on next Saturday. They have drawn that field, and it's an overflow field, too. We'll get to that a little bit later on, but the LeCompte has been drawn. As far as the Kentucky Derby points are concerned for this month, for the remainder of this month, LeCompte Stakes will hold 20 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. That'll be on the 18th, which is, of course, next weekend. And then the only other one is on the following weekend, on the 25th of January, the Southwest Stakes at Oaklawn Park, should they go, that will also yield 20 points. So we have two races left this month as we move closer and closer to the Kentucky Derby with Kentucky Derby leaderboard points. And like I said, the LeCompte got overdrawn. It's a full field there. Talking about other races, big racing weekends coming up. Of course, you know that the Pegasus World Cup will be 2 weeks from yesterday, the Pegasus World Cup day. Mystic Dan, the Kentucky Derby winner, who kind of fell a little flat in his return to the races in the Malibu Stakes the day after Christmas at Santa Anita, is now down at Gulfstream Park, and he ripped off a very fast work yesterday. Mystic Dan went 59.48 seconds at Gulfstream Park in preparation for the Pegasus World Cup. Kenny McPeak said he's just going to throw out that dull effort in the Malibu and get this horse tightened up and ready for the Pegasus World Cup. Nice workout, though, 59.48. And he is, of course, heading for the Pegasus World Cup, as I say, less than 2 weeks away now, 2 weeks from yesterday. As far as any of the other news, we are looking forward to the 54th Eclipse Awards, that presentation. That will be on TV as well. I think it's going to be on the FanDuel Network. The 54th Eclipse Awards will be presented on Thursday, January 23rd, just a few days before the Pegasus World Cup, because it will be presented down there at Gulfstream Park in their facility there as well. So that's what we've got going as far as the temperatures are concerned today. It's beautiful, 74 in Miami. Tampa, 64. We got those two tracks at least running today. New York, Aqueduct is running, but the temperature is going to be 43 degrees, topping out at 43 degrees. It'll be cold in New York, obviously, but not as cold as some other places. Chicago will be 36, the topping out at 36. Phoenix, Arizona, 64. L.A., with all that smoke in L.A., the temperature is going to be 68 degrees, and the air quality is just terrible down there in Southern California right now. Our thoughts go out to them. Here in Las Vegas, 40 degrees right now outside the building. It'll get up to 53 degrees. That's all we're going to do. We're going to get a 13-degree pump from the low right now to the high for the day. And that's the way it's going to be for the next week here in Las Vegas. It's going to be cold in the mornings, right anywhere from the mid-30s to the high 30s overnight. And, of course, in the daytimes, we'll get into the 50s. So we'll wait and see if we can kind of push it towards maybe 60s, etc., for the rest of the week. Let's take a look at what happened yesterday in the limited for the limited racetracks that we had yesterday. Aqueduct, the Big A in New York. Linda Rice and Jose Lascano got started again yesterday. They won the first race on the favorite, paying $4.60. The second race was the featured ladies' stakes at a mile and 1/8 for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. And the reason really why they put that race early was to keep it away from the pick six, because there were only five horses in the field, actually five, you know, fillies and mares in the field. And the one horse was the huge favorite, Tizzy in the Sky. Now, Tizzy in the Sky, of course, when we went over this race with Jonathan Ardoon, said, listen, that's all you can do in this race is just either you bet the favorite or you move on. Well, Tizzy in the Sky won for Kendrick Carmouche and Todd Pletcher, paid $3.30 as the winner. Julia Shining was second and Comparative was third in that feature race yesterday at Aqueduct. Carmouche came back in the fourth race aboard a Horatio De Paz trainee, paying $9.50. And then we moved to the later races. In the later races, we had Dylan Davis get one of his two winners on the day in the eighth race aboard a Chris Englehart runner, paying $6.50. Davis came back in the ninth and final for Todd Pletcher's second win of the day, and Davis' second win of the day, paying $7.80. There was a race where we had a disqualification, and that was in the sixth race. Frizzante was first under the wire, but he won by about a head. He was drifting out in the stretch. Strapped was lapped on him right there, and Strapped, after the stewards posed the inquiry, was declared the winner, and Frizzante was placed second for that interference. Straft paid $22.20 for Rudy Rodriguez in that race. And that's just about what happened yesterday at Aqueduct. The pick six there, they'll paid $67,463. And then at Gulfstream, big day at Gulfstream yesterday as far as the players were concerned, because that's about, between that and Aqueduct, they're really the only two tracks that the people were concentrating on. 11 races on the card yesterday at Gulfstream. Edgar Perez won the first race at 980, came back in the second race. Edgar Perez won the early double. He won the second race, paying $17 even. Todd Pletcher and John Velasquez got together for the two races for three-year-old maidens, and both of these races, both these horses, they won both those races together. And both horses were, you know, you ought to pay attention. These were nice wins. In the fourth race, River Thames won Velasquez and Pletcher at 780. And then they came back in the seventh race, another race at a mile. This one at a mile. The first one was six furlongs. This one at a mile for three-year-old maidens. That winner was Grande, who battled with and ran down the 1-2 favorite in the race. Grande, John Velasquez aboard for Todd Pletcher. These two, as I say, got together in the race as well. They teamed up for the both those maiden race winners, and this horse paid $20.60. 1-2 favorite in that race did finish second. And then we got to the two stakes races, the Sunshine Filly Mare and Turf, won by Ashima. That was Jonathan Hardoon's pick on the show. Ashima went wire to wire, and just like he mapped it out with his pick on the show, is what this horse did. Ashima with Mr. Jaramillo aboard paid $17 even for trainer Sal Santoro. $17 winner from Jonathan Hardoon on the show yesterday. Great Venezuela finished second, and Princess Bettina was third. And Jaramillo came back, won an earlier race on the card as well. So he had a couple of races on the card. As far as Jorge Ruiz had a win in the Sunshine Classic aboard Lightning Tones for Carlos Navarez. Lightning Tones pays $15.40, winning the Sunshine Classic, outrunning One Sharp Cookie and Secret Chat, who finished third. The early pick five yesterday at Gulfstream, $980, $17 even, $33.20, $780, and Jonathan Hardoon's $17 winner in the fifth race. Put them all together, the 50-cent pick five, the early pick five at Gulfstream, $28,847.25. Nice score there at Gulfstream yesterday. The pick six, six out of six, and the pick six paid $2,306.12. That was the pick six yesterday at Gulfstream. Tampa Bay had three stakes races. The first one was the Pasco Stakes for three-year-olds at seven furlongs. This is part of the series that goes along with the Tampa Bay Derby. They're going to move through. This is the first in the series of three-year-olds that climax at Tampa Bay for the Tampa Bay Derby. The winner of the race, the first horse that finished under the wire, was the big 1-2 favorite, Owen Almighty for Irad Ortiz Jr. However, there was an inquiry, and Mr. Ortiz was tagged for cutting off a horse coming out of the first turn and going down the backstretch. He put Rookie Card in tight. Rookie Card with Junior Alvarado had a check sharply. And as a result of that, Owen Almighty got disqualified from the win. The big 1-2 favorite got disqualified from first to fifth place behind the horse he impeded, Rookie Card. As a result of that, the second finisher, the horse that finished second, got the win. That was Naughty Rascal for Edwin Gonzalez and Gerald Bennett, paying $8.20. Very Bold was placed second, and Cockeyed was placed third. Big favorite there under Irad Ortiz Jr. got tagged and was disqualified in the Pasco. The Gasparilla for three-year-old fillies at seven furlongs, won by Dancing Magic. Junior Alvarado aboard there. $9 even for the win for Mike Campbell, outrunning Lion Milky Way and Winning You're In. And in the Wayward Lass Stakes, the Wayward Lass, the third of the three stakes races, Little Jamie won, and Junior Alvarado was aboard there. So Alvarado won two of the three stakes races and almost was dropped in the one he lost. Junior Alvarado for Robert Medina Little Jamie paid 11.60, outrunning Perinar and Dream Concert, who finished third in that race. That's how it went yesterday. We're looking ahead to today. On our show today, Jonathan Ardoon, Rich Eng will have an NFL pick for us. He had the winner yesterday with the Ravens that won and covered that spread. Also have John Lindo checking in from Southern California. He has a Lindo report today for Gulfstream Park. And Jerry Jackowitz, of course, with Aqueduct. And your racing menu comes up next. So stay with us on this Sunday show. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Alrighty, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to get to your racing menu, the abbreviated racing menu today. Remember, today's cancellations, Oaklawn Park, Turfway Park, and Santa Anita, all canceled today. They were scheduled to go, but they're canceled as of today's racing. All right, here's the menu that's left. First post times are Pacific. You know the deal. If you're watching or living or playing in another time zone around the world, adjust the time zone you're in to the Pacific time zone. The first post times we broadcast on the menu are that of the Pacific time zone. These will be the first post times that roll out in the race book right behind us here at the South Point. And, of course, we don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. So make sure you make that adjustment for the time zones. Okay, we begin with Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has 10 races today. No stakes race, but good competitive racing today at Gulfstream. And Gulfstream Park's carryover in the Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot stands at $66,056. $66,056 in the carryover in the jackpot, Pick 6 jackpot at Gulfstream. And a first post time for 10 races set at 9:20. 9:20 there. Tampa Bay Downs has 9 races today. Tampa Bay has a Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $6,390. That's their Pick 6 carryover at Tampa Bay Downs. And a first post time at Tampa Bay for their 9 races set at 9:25. 9:25 at Tampa. Aqueduct, the Big A in New York. It's running today, the Big A in New York. Sunny, 34 degrees. The track's going to be fast today at Aqueduct. No carryovers to speak of. And Aqueduct's first post time for their 8 races is set at 9:40. 9:40 at Aqueduct. And, of course, as we continue on the menu, the Fairgrounds is next. Fairgrounds has 8 races. Their first post time is 10:45. Fairgrounds has a Pick 6 carryover. This is a regular Pick 6 carryover at the Fairgrounds. $21,315. $21,315 in the Pick 6 carryover at the Fairgrounds. First post time for 8 races set at 10:45. Sunland Park's got all quarter horses today. 9 quarter horse races at Sunland. Their first post time at Sunland is set at 11:25. 11:25 at Sunland today. And then we wrap it up in Southern California at Los Alamitos. They are running at Los Al, but Los Al is down in Orange County, which is pretty far from all of the fires that are going on. San Anita is a lot closer to it. Los Alamitos' first post time is 5 p.m. They have 8 races. They have 1/3 bred, 4 mixed breed, and 3 quarter horses to set the 8-race card up at 5 p.m. And, of course, they'll seed the Pick 6 pool today at Los Alamitos at $10,000. So there's already 10 grand sitting in the Pick 6 pool today at Los Al. First post time is at 5 p.m. Okay, and that's it for the menu for today. And now we'll go out to Jonathan Hardoon, Mr. $17 winner, Jonathan Hardoon. Good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. What a light menu. Six tracks and only four of them are thoroughbred. You got two quarter horse tracks mixed in. So really slim pickings for the players today.
Yeah, well, you can't do anything about the weather. And certainly you can't do anything about those fires. It's just a convergence of things that are happening early in 2025. So we'll wait and see if we get all that bad cancellation luck out of the way early in the racing season. That was a nice winner by Ashima, though. Ashima did exactly what you thought he was going to do.
Yeah, it's nice when the plan works, Ralph, especially at $17. So hopefully the listeners made some money.
Yeah, Misial Jaramillo won not only that race, came back in the next race for Antonio Sano, paying $7.40. So he had a couple of winners yesterday. But that was a nice gate-to-wire win for Sal Santoro. You were mentioning that Sal Santoro is not a name that we might recognize, but he's got, right now, he's really got good percentages, doesn't he?
Now he's 4-7. He was 3-6 yesterday going in, and now he's 4-7. So it's a trend you may want to pay attention to.
Yeah.
Doesn't run many horses, but when they run, they all seem to show up.
Well, and Aqueduct, they're making their way through the cold weather there at Aqueduct. I don't know. It's solid racing, but it seems like that some
short fields, Ralph. A lot of short fields and short prices. This is just winter racing at this time, and when you mix in the bad weather and horses can't train, so now you're going to have even shorter, smaller fields and less entries. So it's a tough time, but hopefully it warms up soon.
Well, I know that Dylan Davis, who is now going riding at Gulfstream Park during the summer. During the winter time, it seems like summer weather there compared to Aqueduct. He usually stays at Aqueduct, but he was the leading rider in New York last year, the leading rider for New York Racing Association tracks last year. And he's going to take that and move to the big time at this time of the year in Florida for Gulfstream Park. But he did go up to Aqueduct yesterday to ride in the stakes race. He didn't win it. But he must have took a plane right out because he has no mounts today. I don't know if he has any mounts. Yes, he does. He has mounts at Gulfstream. So it was an overnighter for him getting out of that cold weather back to Gulfstream.
Well, he had a commitment to ride Julia Shining in the stakes yesterday, so he lived up to his commitment. He came into town. He did end up with two winners on the card, so it wasn't a waste of time, you know. And he got commitments from top trainers that are going to use him in Florida, so why not spend the winter in the warm weather as opposed to this brutal, freezing, cold weather we have to deal with.
And as you admit, that the racing at the championship meet at Gulfstream is a lot better. The caliber of horses and the money that they're going for than it is in New York at Aqueduct during the wintertime.
Well, I don't know if the money's better, but certainly the quality of racing should pick up. They have larger fields, so more opportunities for riders, and they're running more races. They're only running 8 races in New York on most days. On occasion, they'll go to 9. But Gulfstream is running 10, 11 races a day with full fields, so the riders have more opportunities.
Well, coming up this weekend, Fairgrounds is going to have a lot of great races there at the Fairgrounds. As a matter of fact, 5 stakes races at the Fairgrounds coming up on Saturday. And, of course, 2 of the races, the Silver Bullet Days for the 3-year-old fillies on their way to the Fairgrounds Oaks. And the other one is the LeCompte, which is the first in the series of the Louisiana Derby series of horse races. And I got to tell you that... That field came up full. I mean, it's an overflow field.
It usually does. It usually does. You know, you have horses that are there, you know, from Churchill or Keelan. Those kind of horses are all going to ship in and run there. You know, every weekend for the next couple of weekends, a different track is going to really be center stage. Next week you have Fairgrounds, and 2 weeks you have the Pegasus at Gulfstream, where I believe they have 7 stake races. Santa Anita will be having a big weekend, and even Naira will. So every weekend the next month or so, somewhere else is going to be the main place. And next weekend it is Fairgrounds.
There is no Kentucky Derby points for the big stakes race day, the undercard at the Pegasus for the Kentucky Derby points. The only other one out of the from the LeCompte as far as this month is concerned. And, of course, the LeCompte is on Saturday. We'll be on the 25th, the Southwest Stakes at Oaklawn. I expect that should get a pretty decent field as well.
That's like a $1 million race also, Ralph. They raise the purse there. It's crazy purses, so people are going to want to run in those races. You know, even if you don't make the Derby, you get to run for $1 million, so nothing wrong with that.
I could tell you this, that the LeCompte is not $1 million. It's a $250,000 race.
But the South Point. I'm talking about the Oaklawn race.
Yeah, yeah. But you said also, as if, you know, this
other
one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. at least that's the way I understood it. But anyhow, in the LeCompte, you got Dwayne Lucas got a horse in there. Kenny McPeak, your man Brad Cox has got a couple in. And it should be a competitive race, I think. Wayne Castellanos' horse. Built is going to be probably installed a lukewarm favorite, but he's going to be breaking from post 13 out of 14 that are scheduled to go into the comp at 1/16 on the main track. So he's going to have to a little negotiating from that post.
Who's Jose Ortiz riding? He's only winning at about 60% there.
At the Fairgrounds?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see.
He's winning at a ridiculous percentage.
Oh, are you kidding?
He doesn't have a mount?
13, yes, he does. He's riding for Steve Asmussen on Magnitude. Well, breaking from post 4, Jose will be riding Magnitude in that one. Well, of course, we did get the entries and, you know, just kind of perusing it, but we'll be more in tune with the handicapping and all that a little bit later on next week, right?
Absolutely. You got to see, you know, track condition, the weather, how it is. It's rains there every other day, it seems. You know, yesterday they had a good track. Friday was a mess. So,
yeah,
hopefully the weather stays clear.
Yeah, I guess the weather is like the main
The bugaboo. Wherever you go, you got to deal with weather. It's the first thing you have to look at before you even start handicapping.
Yeah, and the second thing is which races are on the taffeta footing, because I know you don't like that. In any case, what are we doing today?
Well, we're going to look at Aqueduct first and look at the sixth race today. It's 7 furlongs on the main track, and I like the number 7 horse in here, Monetary Monarch. This is a 5-year-old mare from the Lisa Lugovich barn. Lane Luzzi aboard to ride. So you have low-profile connections here, but this is an improving horse who's getting better with each start, so I hope she holds the price. She's listed at 6-1 on the morning line, number 7, Monetary Monarch. Graduates and wins today's sixth race out at Aqueduct.
All right, the sixth race at Aqueduct today, number 7, Monetary Monarch. Let me check and see if they posted the scratches yet. They usually do. Let's take a look. Take a look at the sixth race. In the sixth race, scratch the 1, Calling Audible, and the 2, Purpose. So number 1, Calling Audible, and number 2, Purpose. The 2 inside horses in the 6-furlong race have been withdrawn. That now will leave a field of 5, and the 7 horse will now come in a little from the outside. Monetary Monarch, 6-1 now is going to be ambitious, because the 2 horses that were scratched were morning lined at 3 and 7-2. However, Gallant Greta, who was the 8-5 in morning line favorite in the race, is still in. So
I'm looking at more like 3-1, 7-2 if we're lucky. But that's what it is. What can we do?
All right, that's the 7 horse in the 6th race at Aqueduct, number 7, Monetary Monarch. Guess we'll go to Gulfstream next.
Yeah, and look at race number 7. You talk about Tapita. Well, we're giving that a race on Tapita. I like the number 3 horse in here, Ready for a Fight. This is an 8-year-old gelding from the Martin Drexler barn. People have to pay attention. This is a terrific trainer. He trains in Woodbine. He's come to Gulfstream this year with really a barn of terrific horses. He sent out 8 horses, I believe, and he has 4 wins already at the meet. So Tyler Gaffley owns a board to ride, 8-1 on the morning line, full field of 11. I like number 3, Ready for a Fight, to win today's 7th race out at Gulfstream.
Let's hope he is and does. The 3 horse, Ready for a Fight, Tyler Gaffley on a board. 7th race is Jonathan's pick at Gulfstream Park. 7th race, the 3. Make note that the 4 horse Oxymore is scratched. Scratch the 4 Oxymore, so that leaves a field of 10. Should be able to hold that price. The Oxymore was a huge long shot at 30-1 on the morning line. So the 3, Ready for a Fight, in the 7th race at Gulfstream is your play. Hey, maybe we can get a Tampa Bay Downs pick out of you.
Yeah, we added Tampa to the menu today, Ralph. We only had two tracks going, and we had a couple of requests. So we added Tampa, and we're going to look at the seventh race today at Tampa, 1.40 miles on the main track. And number three, Sing Scat, a five-year-old mare who was claimed last time out by trainer Scooter Davis. Scooter Davis only starting the meet off at 5 for 12. Melissa Iorio aboard to ride. She's listed at 6 to 1 on the morning line. Another full field here, so you'll get that price. I like number three, Sing Scat, to win today's seventh race out of Tampa Bay.
All right, picking another trainer that's hot right now with his percentages in the seventh race, number three, Sing Scat. Sing Scat, the three horse in the seventh race at Tampa. Hey, it's easy to remember. You gave the three in the seventh at Gulfstream, the three in the seventh at Tampa. And so those will be easy to remember. And, of course, the seven in the sixth race at Aqueduct. Three full sheets today, folks. Aqueduct, Gulfstream Park, Tampa Bay, at Jonathan's website.
JonHardoon.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe, be well, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
I'll talk to you on Wednesday, and maybe you'll even have a soapbox ready for us on Wednesday. Who knows?
I'm sure we will have something to complain about.
Okay, you got it. Thanks a lot, John.
Thank you, Ralph.
All right, have a great couple of days off. We'll be right back. Rich Eng is standing on deck, and we'll take a look at both the horse hide and pigskin selections. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to t2t.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
My name is Carmine Giovinazzo. People might know me from CSI New York. And I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children. Why is it personally important to me? I mean, my sister is NYPD. My dad was NYPD. Coming from Long Island, Staten Island, it's like a lot of, you know, cops and firefighters. So, you know, it's what I grew up around and the kind of people I know. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Never forget.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grand View Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grand View Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grand View Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to Rich Eng, standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, all I have to say about the game yesterday is when you have a quarterback like Lamar Jackson and you have a running back in the talents of Derrick Henry, it seems unfair to have only the same amount of defenders on the other side trying to defend these two guys as you have on their side. Because you can't, I mean, if you double team both of them, you're in deep, you know what. It's just those two together on the same team is lethal.
Yeah, the Tennessee Titans thought Derrick Henry was on the other side of his career. And obviously, there's still plenty of gas in that tank, in the Derrick Henry gas tank. Yesterday, if I had more time to handicap a race, I was going to mention as far as my liking the Ravens. If you remember last year's playoff loss against Kansas City, one thing they got away from some reason was running the football. They only ran the ball 16 times against Kansas City in last year's playoff. They threw the ball 45 times. Well, yesterday they played Ravens football, which is running, power running, with Lamar and now Derrick Henry, and you can see how lethal they are against a pretty good Pittsburgh defense. If they play like this the rest of the way, they're going to be a tough out.
Yes, I know, and there's a possibility that with whoever wins the games today is a possibility of how the schedule goes in the next round, that they might be facing the Buffalo Bills, and that would be one hell of a game.
That would be one hell of a game, and that's actually going to be my pick, Ralph, is the Buffalo Bills. They're a 9-point favorite over the Denver Broncos. Denver thrashed Kansas City 38-0, but I tell you what, that was the Kansas City, not even their B team. That was their C team that showed up, so I draw a line through that win. Denver with rookie quarterback Bo Nix, they've had a great season, but this is a tough road trip. Buffalo weather's going to be very cold.
Yeah.
Josh Allen's having an MVP season, and the Bills' defense has played a lot better than they have in some past years. But I think Denver's going to be up against it against Buffalo.
And, of course, the Bills, a 9-point favorite. You laid more than a touchdown yesterday and got the job done. And so you're looking at the Bills to manhandle the Denver Broncos today. Do want to make one mention, and this came into play either last week or the week before that they have changed the venue of the Monday night game. The Rams and Minnesota Vikings are not going to be playing at SoFi Stadium in Southern California. They're going to be playing at the Arizona Cardinals Stadium in Phoenix because of the fires. Now, if you purchased a ticket earlier and it has the venue on the ticket, you might want to check, and you might have to reissue that ticket, might have to be reissued because the tickets, the early tickets obviously were sold for them playing at SoFi Stadium.
Yeah, just check with your sportsbook manager because there are different rules. It happened with the Notre Dame game where they had to postpone it in New Orleans from one day to the next.
Right.
So yeah, check with your individual sportsbook.
Yeah, we just wanted to keep a heads up on that because that's going to be tomorrow night's game. We won't have a show, so just wanted to let you know about that, just in case if they play at a different venue, you might have to exchange your ticket for the new venue. Don't know, but just in case, we want to make sure everybody's okay with that. All right, so we're going to take the Bills minus -9 over the Broncos. What about a horseplay today?
Yeah, let's go to Tampa Bay Downs, Ralph, race number 4. And I tell you what, editorial comment about myself.
Uh-huh.
I played a Scirocco Exacta with Jonathan's $17 winner, and I was so mad at my horse. He finished fourth, beaten a half length. If he gets up for second, that's a heck of an Exacta. So,
I wasn't angry at you. I was just disappointed that the horse didn't run a little bit better because I was in the same boat you were, maybe some listeners out there. I took a saver on Jonathan's horse, but I got to tell you, as I did on yours, but I had to tell you, if the Exacta came in, we'd have been a lot more richer today as far as the winnings from yesterday. But we're going to move ahead to today. So where are we going now?
Right, Tampa Bay race 4, mile and 40 yards. A horse that actually made my horses to watch list is the number 2, Venezuelan Triumph. This horse got a tough trip in the stretch. By the time recovered, it was too late to finish better than third. Marcus Meneses rides for Juan Avila, but this horse should get a nice ground-saving trip and finish a lot better, hopefully. Clear sailing, Ralph, for the 2, Venezuelan Triumph.
All right, 4th race at Tampa Bay today, number 2, Venezuelan Triumph. 7-2 on the morning line and a full field. 11 were entered, but the 11 horse, Captain Creed, is scratched. He was 15-1 on the morning line. You still got 10 in the race. You like the 2 in the 4th race today at Tampa Bay Downs as your play, and the Bills at home in the NFL wild card round. And Richie, we will talk to you on Wednesday.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All right, you got it, my man. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, you know our final guys, John and Jerry. That's our closing act, and they'll be with us. Don't go away.
Get ready to laugh with Punchlines with Frank Nicotero. Join Frank and his team of featured guests for your daily dose of comedy.
Burrito, the Pittsburgh of the West.
Poison. Yeah. Poison.
Sports. F for Falcons, Alex. We were talking Derek Carr for MVP after two games.
I was.
And the funniest social media posts.
People want to show off their food. Boom. Wiener on a guy's shoulder.
It's the Dark Colts. We bleed blue.
It's your one-stop spot for great laughs and a good time.
But a bumps.
Find us on YouTube at Punchlines FN. And join the chat live weekdays at noon Pacific for the ultimate blend of jokes, sports, and viral fun.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
Alrighty, time to wrap up our Sunday show, reminding you that we'll be back, God willing, and the creek don't rise on Wednesday morning to start another week of covering the great sport of Kings, Las Vegas style, right here from Las Vegas and the South Point on Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time. In the meantime, we have a few more finishing touches to go yet today before we send you out the door. John Lindo in Southern California. John, give us the latest. Good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. It's beautiful today. Not a whole lot of wind. We're supposed to get some more wind coming in Tuesday. But, you know, the conditions are good out here right now. So hopefully the firefighters can gain some more ground on these fires out here. Been a long week. So we'll see what happens. The horses are training and working at Santa Anita. The air is good enough to do that. And, you know, it was good enough to race yesterday. But with everything else going on, they just decided to call that off and use part of that parking lot as a staging facility, and that makes a lot of sense.
And I'll tell you what, the people around there really responded. I saw a picture of it. There was over 1,000 people bringing in donations for the center there to distribute to the people who are lost everything, really. And there were a lot of U-Haul trucks out there, so that felt good.
Yeah, there's some good people out there, Ralph.
No question about it. All right. Well, John, since you're not doing a Santa Anita sheet, obviously, Santa Anita is not running today. You're concentrating on Gulfstream Park. So you do have a Lindo report for Gulfstream Park today here at the South Point, and only at the South Point. That's the only place you can get the Lindo report here in Las Vegas. You got a Lindo report for Gulfstream featuring the same things that you always do for Santa Anita, selections in each race, a suggested late pick four, and some goody information. John, I know it's in flux, but what do you see for next week for the Lindo report?
Well, the schedule looks like we pick up Thursday this week as a makeup day for the postponed Friday card, and we will race at Santa Anita through Monday, the holiday Monday, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I don't remember last time we had a five-day race week in Southern California, but that's the case right now, at least the schedule.
And, of course, Monday is tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow is the holiday you're talking about, is the Martin Luther King holiday. John, I know it might be too early, but have they indicated at all what they're going to do with the card that they canceled yesterday and all those great stakes races? How are they going to reschedule them?
The Cal Cup races are scheduled to be run next Saturday. They're on the overnight as extras for Saturday's card. We've already entered Thursday, Friday, and they are planning to use those five stakes races that were canceled or postponed on Saturday, next Saturday. So look for the Cal Cup races there. And again, they're going to mix all these things in. They're still working out, you know, 3 days is a lot of days to make up races on. So they're working out how and where to put these races.
And, of course, another stakes race that bit the dust today with the cancellation of the Las Cienegas. This for four-year-olds, not fillies and mares on the turf at 6.5 furlongs. I guess they're going to reschedule that sometime next week as well.
Yeah, I think they're looking to do that next Sunday, a week from today.
All righty. And well, you'll keep us posted, of course, on all of that good stuff. Gulfstream Park yesterday was a flux of a lot of different plays. I know that on your sheet, You started out with the first two winners paying $9.80 and $12 even as your top picks on your sheet. So remember, folks, to get the Lindo report for Gulfstream Park. John, what are we doing today?
Let's go to race number 8 today at Gulfstream. In the 8th race, number 1, Soul Hope, beat the same optional 62,500 claimers in October at Gulfstream Park. Comes back for the optional claiming tag today. She comes from off the pace. She draws the rail. There's a ton of speed in here. I think she sits in the pocket and works at a really good trip. At 7-2 on the morning line, I think she can come right back and win again. Number one, Saul Hope, race number eight, Gulfstream Park.
All right, the eighth race at Gulfstream at 5 furlongs on the turf. You like the one, Saul Hope, with Zayas aboard. 7-2 on the morning line and a full field of 10 there. And that's it. You've got the one horse in the eighth at Gulfstream Park. And again, I'm going to check and make sure that we have the scratches for Gulfstream, Tampa Bay. Nope, I'm going to have to go back one more to make sure that.
Yeah, we're good to go here. She is in.
Okay, so you did check the scratches in that race.
Right, there are two scratches in that eighth race, number 8 and number 10. Those are the only two that are out.
Okay, on the payroll and Trumpets is out. But the one Soul Hope is, and our hope is that Soul gets there first from the rail, the one in the eighth race. John, I want to just, you know, our thoughts and our prayers and our concerns just go out to all of those folks, the massive people that are just lost everything in Southern California. When we talk about horse racing here, it's just so minuscule compared to the impact of that.
Yeah, and it's impacting a lot of horsemen and people that work around the track and stuff, too. So it trickles down to a lot of people around. But, again, there are some good people out there. They're going to do what they can to help.
You're darn right about that. Thanks a lot, John. Stay safe, my man, out there, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Appreciate it, Ralph. We'll talk to you Wednesday.
All right, you got it. Now we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry Jackowitz, of course, still faithful to his Raiders. He's got his Raiders cap on. And, Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
We still need to, we got to find a coach now, don't we?
I guess they do. You know, they didn't listen to me, so.
All right. Well, let's get started.
They didn't ask me to help find a replacement, so.
and you weren't volunteering to do it yourself, right?
If I was called, I would have served.
Okay,
you would. Oh, but not to coach. No, I'm not qualified. I couldn't coach.
All right. In any case, enough of the NFL jocularity. There, time to get to work. You have one sheet today because Santa Anita has canceled. You've got Aqueduct. Jerry J's Power Page for Aqueduct can be found right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. And what are we doing today, Jerry?
Well, I thought if we got 2-1 or better on number one, Jake Rotz in the fourth, it would stimulate a really decent play because he coming off a claim, he looks to me like he's a little better than these. And if Michelle Nevin can just kind of drill down into the horse and get him to run a little bit, I think we've got about a 2-1 chance of him getting the job done.
Okay.
So I kind of like him as a frequency. And for a horse, it's really highly likely to finish first or second. Mm-hmm. So I'll take the one over the 3-4-6. Do reverses 3-4-6 over the one. As you'll see, the six is a B horse. Yesterday I had a B horse one and paid, what, $38 or something like that in the seventh at Aqueduct. So I'm using the B horse here in a little extra. So I'll have a one over the 3-4-6, reverse those, and then come back with 1-6-6-1. Maybe play some trifectas with the six. I don't know. I'm going to do something with it.
Yeah, that V-horse, Bernie Takes Charge, did just that and paid $34 and change that in that race. It was a V, and you do have a V in this race. It's part of your link-up play. In the fourth race, you like the one, Jake Rocks. Number one, Jake Rocks. The link-ups are 3, 4, and 6 and reverse. And, of course, that is part of the early pick 4 and early pick 5. Certainly part of the pick 6, too, since there's only 8 races today at Aqueduct. It's a pivotal race, the fourth race, the one horse over 3, 4, 6, and reverse. And the rest of Jerry J's Power Pages can be found right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. Jerry, in noticing the track conditions right now with the freezing and the snow and then it thawing out, et cetera, anything that we should know about the track right now, any kind of leaned biases as it sits right now?
Well, you know, this is, again, I think John Hardoon would probably respond the same way. Just you kind of got to watch it and see see if there's a trend that starts. I tend to always look and see if the rail is running slow.
Okay.
So I try and see if horses on the rail are not competing well.
All right.
But we have a one horse here, and that would be really important if we see that the horses in the one and two posts are just failing miserably or on the rail in the far turn.
Right.
Then then all bets are off.
All right, and that's, of course, in the first three races. You'll have a chance to see that. The pick is in the fourth race. All right, Jerry, we're going to wrap it up for this week. And until Wednesday, you got one more thing to say.
Have a great race day, everybody.